If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Women Patriots. This is Barbara, and Brenda is on out tonight. So I am going to start off the show. We're going to start with some news.
Good afternoon for Talk Radio News Service. I'm Jeff Holtzman. Ever wonder how much it costs for the U.S. to operate its detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba? Well, according to the Pentagon, it'll be around $454 million this year. The White House thinks that's too much, especially since there are only 166 detainees still there. This morning, President Obama announced that two of them are being transferred to Algeria. As for the rest of them, the future is less certain. Earlier this week, the House rejected a bill that would have struck down language banning the transfer of any Gitmo detainee. Lawmakers on both sides are worried about the impacts of bringing those terror suspects to American soil. And one day after Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid rejected a revenue-neutral tax reform plan, Senator Bernie Sanders offered a counterproposal. The only problem is that Sanders' plan is probably never going to get a vote. It raises taxes by $1.8 trillion over the next 10 years. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Okay, everyone. I have a rant, and it probably will take about 2 hours because I am furious. I am at my wit's end. I am so sick and tired of the lies out of this administration. We've got our Constitution behind us. We've got the Bill of Rights. We've got the Declaration of Independence, and yet we've got this president and the administration that totally disregard it. So I've been working on this all week, and I'm going to go ahead and go off. The administration and Congress, the president that was voted into the office takes the oath or affirmation. I do solemnly swear to or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will do the best of my ability to preserve, protect, defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And Obama's latest statement on the phony scandal just blew me away. This phony scandal thing. The only thing that's phony is what's sitting in the White House right now. Congress is no angel either. Congress allows a lot of this administration to get away with breaking the laws of the land. It is not about Democrats or Republicans. It's about right and wrong, legal and illegal. There is way too many wrong, illegal things happening under our noses, and all the things we can do is what we're doing now by talking about it on the on Blog Talk Radio, listening to others on radio, and trying to get the message out to those who will have an open mind enough to listen. Otherwise, they are just They're just so close-minded that they don't hear anything. Congress tends to forget that they work for us. We don't work for them. Fast and furious, do you think Attorney General Holder remembers that he lost track of hundreds of firearms that landed in the hands of the Mexican drug cartel, which killed a Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, in December of 2010? Then, finding out over 200 murders in Mexico were linked back to those lost firearms. That's not a scandal, Mr. President? And why would he give an executive order on that being down, not to be talked about anymore? He downright lied to Congress. He belongs in jail. But scandal? No. Okay, Mr. President, I'll continue. Americans lost their lives during Extortion 17 after Vice President Biden announced the SEAL Team 6 that killed bin Laden. The team knew that they had targets on their backs and warned their families before they died because they knew what they were getting into. They knew something was going to happen because the government does not have their backs. So on August 6th of 2013, this year, next week as a matter of fact, it'll be 2 years since the death of the soldiers. And there has not been an investigation yet. Parents, there's some of the parents of the soldiers that were killed, the SEALs that were killed. They're not backing down from this. They want answers. They were told they were going to get answers. Until this day, they still have nothing. Finally, Representative Jason Chavez, the chairman of the Subcommittee on National Security, Homeland Defense, and Foreign Operations, he's finally going to investigate the actions of the fatal accident, and I have that in quotes. It should not have taken Congress this long to hear the families. Another scandal there, Mr. President. Do you hear me now? Probably not, because he's probably he's on vacation. So he's probably golfing, having a grand old time on our tax dollars. Then we have Benghazi. Yes, we have another scandal, Mr. President. September 11th. Last year, another act of terror on the U.S. after pleas for security been turned down. Hillary Clinton and the team at the State Department watching in real time. Did anybody think that they should have sent some help? You would think. 4 Americans died that night, and approximately 30 Americans injured. Where are the injured? Why are they being hidden? We know that one person is at Walter Reed Hospital after waiting 20 hours for help. 20! Really? He was left to die if somebody didn't come and get him. Government. There's a scandal for you. What are you afraid of, Mr. President? Yeah, he's afraid of what's going to come out because, of course, Hillary, the little beloved witch, she's going to get this little award in October. How wonderful she is. Oh, yes. 4 people died on your watch, Hillary. So, no, you don't deserve this wonderful award. The unconstitutional Obamacare. Another scandal, Mr. President. Supposed to be affordable and not a tax? Oh, but it turns out it is a tax. And that's the only reason why it was deemed constitutional. However, in Article 1, Section 7, all bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments on other bills. Okay? Now that the unions and the rest of America are finding out what's in Obamacare, they don't want it. You know, they also have laws. Yes, we have many laws. We are the land of laws. And the president himself are breaking the laws. Let me continue. So this new law of the land that is put on the books, I'm sorry I said law of the land, because it's not the law of the land. This new law that's put on the books by the president, it's just not going to be, all of it is not going to be enforced. Why? Because the president picks and chooses the laws that he wants. The laws such as the new Black Panthers, the threats, the voting polls in 2008, and the threats on George Zimmerman's life on TV. There were no arrests for that. These people are getting away with threatening other people's lives. Why? Because the DOJ this is my opinion only, my guess is their friends, or they were a part of, and now they're not because they're in office. See, this is where I'm getting more agitated. Anyway, talking about the laws that they choose to and not, what about the recess appointees? The president shall have power to fill all vacancies that may happen during the recess of Senate by granting commissions which shall expire at the end of their next session. Did you catch that part? Vacancies that may happen during the recess of Senate. Senate was not in recess when, the National Labor Board director, the first one, left. He just filled it while they were away. And you know what? They're allowing him in. They voted him in because that was his appointee. What a smack in the face this guy has given us. And yet, we allow it. There's more and more grassroots efforts that I'm seeing that are going for it, because it's just, we've got to do more and more. Join Delaware political veteran Christopher Manti every Friday right here on Conservative Nation Radio for the Christopher Manti Show at its new time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, for a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, the threat of Sharia, and the weird, wild, wacky world of Washington, D.C., plus some heavy metal rock and roll thrown in for good measure. Christopher Manti Show, which will readily be called Eponymous, Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, on Conservative Nation Radio. where America always wins. Okay. So, back to the recess appointees that were, they were deemed by the Third Circuit, the Fourth Circuit Court for the third time, sorry, I'm getting tongue twisted on that one. The latest was on July 17th, deemed unconstitutional. Remember what I read in the beginning, how he swore to uphold the Constitution. Unconstitutional. That means get him out of office. We don't need him. We don't want him. He broke the law again. I am just furious. Anybody want to call in, chime in? The number is 718-305-7176. We have an awful lot of ranting. I have an awful lot of ranting. But I would love to hear your opinions on it. So give us a call at 718-305-7176. And we'll be right back after these messages. Okay, maybe not. Oh, there we go.
You must be your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
How beautiful to you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Are you struggling with your mortgage payments? Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Okay. Thank you. My passion is the fury, obviously, coming out of my ears at this administration. Ted Cruz, we have this Obamacare that we're trying to defund. You know, I actually wrote a little note to Senator Cruz last night because he's the only one right now that has not turned on us. So I wrote him thanking him. But I also asked him to find out, because nobody wanted Obamacare, then poof, it got passed, everybody wanted it. Why? Why do you think that happened? Well, my guess is bribery. And what does it say in our Constitution? In Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for a conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, if they were bribed, they need to look into it. Because they can, right there and then, everybody got something. What was it? I want to know if they were bribed. So what do you think? Give me a call at 718-305-7176. Let me get your opinion on what you think. I think that this administration just needs to go away. Harry Reid says that this thing called Obamacare is a train wreck. Everybody thinks it's a train wreck. And then we go on to amnesty. Are we ready to talk about amnesty? Mr. President, what do you think of amnesty? Well, we know you want it, but why? Because you think it's going to bring us money. It's not going to bring us money. It's going to cost us money. Because it already is costing us money. If you recall, the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986, Public Law 99-603, Act of 11-686, which was passed in order to control and deter illegal immigration to the United States. Wow. What happened there? Oh, 1987 was, I'm sorry, 97, I think it was. We did it again. And we did it again. And we did it again. And now we're trying to do it again. Doesn't work for me. Doesn't work for Americans. We're not taking it. The fence? What fence? The Border Patrol agents can't even do their jobs. There was the same exact words, basically, from the Act of 86 to now. They're saying the same thing. It didn't work then, Mr. President. It's not going to work now. You don't want the fence up. It's not working. The laws on the books, if they were being enforced, might work. I'm not saying it will, but if they were enforced, they just might work. There was supposed to be an increase of enforcement at the borders. Today, those poor border agents' hands are tied. They're not allowed to arrest people. They're not allowed to do their job. ICE agents and officers are suing the administration for not doing their job. Is that why Janet Napolitano left? Did she get forced to leave? Or did she just leave because she was tired and wanted to indoctrinate more California students? I don't know. What do you think? Give me a call, 718-305-7176. Anyway, so these have been my rants. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of not being able to do anything. I'm sick and tired of the McCains and the Rhinos of the world turning on us. The career politicians need to get out. We need to vote them out. They've got to go. We've got to get this country back on track. Also, there's petitions going around. If everybody signs petitions that are going around, and oh, I have to say, and I do apologize, I was hacked a few times on Facebook, so if you're getting some really crazy weird stuff with my name on it, please do not open it. The only thing that I have that I've been posting is my fundraiser to get me to California. And I could not post that this morning. So Facebook is, I guess, on me. I must be doing something right if they don't want me posting stuff. Damn, I must be good. I'm glad you have not seen anything weird from me, Lady Michelle. I got messages earlier today that people were getting weird stuff, telling me to stop posting it. Anyway, Congressman Jeff Duncan out of South Carolina, he posted in Facebook yesterday, "I would rather see government shut down over the funding of Obamacare than see America shut down because of Obamacare's impact on businesses and individuals." Amen, Congressman. So here I am, yes, arguing with these people because these people think that it's such a bad thing that we're fighting this. They don't understand and they don't see that it's going to hurt us. They just see what's in it for them. What's in it for them is our tax dollars, our money is paying for them in more ways than one. And I've said this before. We've got on our cell phone bills and all of our other bills, the power bill, probably the cable bill as well. I haven't looked at mine. But all of the bills that we get, there's a little bit of a tax taken out that's supposed to be a tax to help the unfortunate. I want to be able to put my money to help the unfortunate, not where they want me to put it. I want to choose. I want to decide if I want to give my money to the church. I don't have the money to give to the church because I'm giving it to government. And the government keeps growing and growing and growing. We need to end it. And I'm not saying we don't need government. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is it needs to shrink. It needs to get down a little bit smaller. The one of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it takes months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24/7, 365 days. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get a 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Then click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad you did.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service. Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to tn4action.com. That's TN, the number 4, action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, action.com, to stand for America now.
Okay, and we're back. And thanks for coming in, calling in to Women Patriots. Women Patriots, is this?
Hey, Bobby, this is Bing.
Hey, Bing, how are you?
Pretty good. Sorry, I'm running a little late here. I lost my internet connection. I had to reboot my modems, everything. It's just crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. I've had those problems today, too, to tell you the truth. I couldn't get onto one thing. I'm telling you, I must be doing something right. It's crazy. It's crazy. They don't like what you hear. They don't like what you post. They don't like this. They don't like that. And, you know, and it's the First Amendment that they're trying to take away from us. And
yeah, I'm sitting here reading some stuff. One thing, and I wanted to ask your question on this because did you read that from the national news about the first gay divorce finalized in Colorado after they passed the law? I don't know if you've seen that yet.
I did not.
Yeah,
it was the first divorce after the first marriage?
I reckon. I mean, that's what the story is reading about, and it's basically the supporters of the Colorado's new civil unions law say a court ruling declaring a same-sex divorce final means gay couples married in other states can legally terminate their relationships in Colorado without uprooting their lives. And, you know, I just kind of had to chuckle about this because I'm thinking, you know, normally in a divorce proceeding, and you know, I'm sure, you know, you've probably seen friends and all that kind of stuff, and I've been in one, but it was amicable. But normally the woman gets, like, pretty much a lot of stuff, and the guy gets the shaft, you know. And I'm trying to figure out, these were two lesbians, and I'm trying to figure out how the judge is going to figure out who is the guy and who is the girl. I mean, I just find this hilarious. It cracks me up.
Well, you know what I mean? I do know what you mean, and they'll probably figure it out the way they walk into court. One's going to look like a butch and one's not.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would not want to be this judge here. I would really not, you know. I guess they already settled it and that they got through it, but I don't think I would want to be the judge on this. But, yeah, you're listening to Women Patriots, and the call-in number here is 718-305-7176. And please give us a call if you got something to say about this story, because I just find it absolutely hilarious. But that's just me. I got a weird sense of humor anyway. So.
No, it is actually pretty funny, because what are they going to do about their taxes now, that couple? That's what a big part of this is. They wanted to be equal, so their taxes, you know, they can get the tax benefits that regular married couples get, a man and a woman. So that was one of the preempted issues for this.
But yeah, and the thing I look at it is this, okay? I don't think there was nothing that was not withheld or whatever. If you're just doing, you know, if you're just living together or something, there's people that live together that are female and male, and they, you know, can visit each other in a hospital if somebody is in the hospital. You know, they can do all these different things. So yeah, it definitely is for taxes, in my estimation. And what's free? What, the entitlement program? You know, the entitlement.
And they also, if you recall, gay couples that are not married in the military can live together and get military benefits. But if there's a male and a female living together and are not married, they don't get benefits. Discrimination. Where's the equality? And because this society, and we allowed it for so long, we have allowed this society to be so politically correct, that it's gotten to this point. Catholics are being suppressed. Catholic beliefs. I don't care what someone else believes. I have my beliefs, and don't you dare tread on them. Don't do it. Because if I want to put an American flag in front of my house, and that's going to offend you, guess what? I don't care. It's in my house, my property. The thing with Christmas, and people won't put Merry Christmas up because it might offend somebody. I don't care. It goes up. The stores that have Merry Christmas up there, on their banners or on their outside whatever, wherever, on their billboards, you could bet your bottom dollar that's where I'm going. Because I've had it. I've had it. This whole nonsense of people doing nothing. Us, I mean, we've been cowering for too long, feeding into it for too long. I'm not taking it anymore. Like I said in the beginning, I'm at my wit's end. And here we have Rand Paul. He states he wants to bring home our tax dollars from Egypt, Pakistan, Libya, and other countries that burn our flag. Why are we giving them money? This military coup, I was watching last week. I watched C-SPAN, or listened to it, while I'm working. And what do I hear? I hear it is a military coup. During a military coup, we are not supposed to fund that country. However, once again, Mr. President wants to go ahead and fund them. He wants Morsi out of jail and running that country again in Egypt. Really? Is it necessary? One world order? Agenda 21? These things are starting to happen. If you're not familiar with Agenda 21, get familiar with it. Because it's happening right in front of our eyes. Oh, Lady Michelle read a report earlier today that American weapons and American ammo are turning up in the hands of the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, I'm so surprised, being that we sent them there. How stupid. How stupid is this government to send our enemies weapons? But how many people know that the White House is infiltrated with Muslim Brotherhood? You got Valerie Jarrett, Hillary's personal assistant there, Wiener's wife. What happened to the morals of society? It just really is sickening. And nobody is disgraced anymore. There's no disgrace and shame on these people. They're still going to run for office after sexting his privates? Really? Doesn't anybody have any self-esteem anymore? That they just don't care? It's really sickening. So if anybody's got something to say, give me a call. Join in the conversation on my rant. Tell me what you think or you don't think. Number here is 718-305-7176. And our friendly local Republican spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself the Pelican, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? Get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central on conservativenationradio.org, where America always wins.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
Do you want to go to the state fair?
Yeah.
Do you want to ride the roller coaster?
Yeah.
The big one?
Yeah.
The one with the reverse flip?
Yeah!
Well, you can't. You see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it, including going to the state fair.
Oh, man.
Cheer up. This year, your parents will make it right. They're going to visit energysavers.gov, where they'll get tips on how to save energy and money. Then they'll add extra insulation and get a few of those Energy Star appliances. They could save hundreds of dollars a year. And you know what, Billy?
What?
They'll take you to the state fair next year.
But I want to go this year.
I know you do, Billy. I know you do. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay. Welcome back to Women Patriots, where I am on my rant. Furious. And if you notice, the UN that everybody wants removed from the United States moved out of New York City, go somewhere else and bother someone else. Because we basically have had it with them too. Why would Jesse Jackson go and plea with the UN to do something about this racism mess? It's the administration doing it. They're the one who's conquering and dividing, blaming everyone else but themselves for the way this country's falling. And it's falling hard and fast. And I was just looking up some information on Agenda 21. And the gun grabbing, that's part of Agenda 21. School, Common Core, Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is basically trying to turn us into the one world country, taking away our God-given rights. I don't know how people in other countries can live like that. God-given rights to protect themselves, to speak what they want to speak, to protect their homes. Unbelievable. Practice whatever religion you want to practice. That's our God-given rights. It's not government-given. Ugh. It just really, really gets me nuts. So, if anybody, like I was saying, you have a rant, you agree with me, disagree with me on anything, give me a call. Number here is 718-305-7176. I'd really like to hear what you have to say. And we've got, I haven't been much on Facebook today because I was kicked off this morning. I was hacked. So if new people listening are listening, If you've gotten it, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook and you've gotten weird stuff, don't open it, please, because it's just something that's not good. It'll just, hopefully you won't, you'll be smart enough to not open something. If you know me well enough, I don't send out really bad, gosh, they kind of keep it in what I'm interested in. Anyway, I don't know if everybody or anybody is aware of the wave that's going to be happening next week and what that is. All states, they're all going to have overpasses for Obama to impeach him. Every state, if you haven't joined, join now. It's overpasses for America's impeachment. And there's been some protests going on now, randomly, on the 6th of August. All states are going to be doing it, and they're going to be doing it at different times. We want him impeached. We need to get the message out. We need to get it in front of Congress, the laws that have been broken and that continue to be broken. I can't do it by myself. We need everyone's help to do this, because it's not a one-person thing. It's we the people. We the people are the ones that can get this done. We've got to get it done. If this was a Republican in office, you know what would be happening. They would be up in arms, the Democrats. The Democrats didn't think the Patriot Act was constitutional, and they didn't want it. What are they doing with it now? They're using it and abusing it. And who's suffering? We the people. Because they're censoring us. And then this past week, we've had a few more people that have gone ahead and voted for it. Voted for it. Really? Why would somebody do that? They've got the storage of our information. They're technically not listening to it, but do you believe that? Because they're into every darn thing we're doing now. Give me a call. Tell me what you think. 718-305-7176. And Brenda should be back next week, or hopefully she'll be calling in. She's not out of the country. She's just away doing some things. And what do you think of Chris Christie? Yeah. He's an old established rhino, too. Unbelievable how these people... What's their qualifications? I don't get it. They don't qualify for anything. And then you have... Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Houston. Really? To fill Janet Napolitano's Secretary of Homeland Security. The Congressional Black Caucus suggested her. Do you really think that's going to work? I don't. She's a wacko. She's a nut job. She doesn't like white people, and they call us racist. Now, granted, I'm sure some people are racist, but not all of us. Chris Christie, back to him. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump around. Rand Paul, he's upping the ante in his ongoing spat over national security with Chris Christie, calling it a cheap shot for Mr. Christie to invoke victims of September 11th, 2001 attacks to make his point. Speaking of which, the flag, the three firefighters with the flag, putting the flag back up, because our flag was still there. They weren't going to put it in their museum. Really? Because it was too rah-rah America? Hell yeah, rah-rah America. If you don't like it, get lost. If you don't want to follow our rules and our laws, get lost or go to jail. You don't belong here if you're going to be like that. I just can't take it anymore. I can't take these people doing this. Give me a call. Tell me what you think. 718-305-7176. Let me know your thoughts. And we'll be right back. Maybe, maybe not. Okay. I don't know where it is. Anyway. Okay, what else do we have in the news this week? And it's just Tuesday. I've been real busy at work, so I couldn't do much of anything. So I hope everybody will go ahead and look for and find the overpasses for Obama's impeachment. More people are joining. We have our rights. Some people are kind of freaking out a little bit, like, do we do this? Do we do that? And we have our rights. If we're on a pedestrian bridge and we're walking and holding signs, there's nothing to stop us. And people forget that. And Wild Bill for America, he says that quite often in his little videos that he does. He lets us know that if we're on public property, we can walk, we can hold signs. It's peaceful. We're not like the Democrats who do rude, obnoxious, nasty things and break the law. Here in North Carolina, they have, I call it, Immoral Monday, because people don't like what the governor's doing. The Republican governor is cleaning up the mess from the Democratic governors from the past two terms. And it's an ugly mess. And they don't like it. Well, what he just recently did, which really excited me, actually, and pissed me off, too. Because in a bill, they had in one of the bills, I'm sorry, I don't remember what the bill number was, but he did sign it. It was about abortion clinics, clean abortion clinics. If you're going to have one, it might as well be clean and sterile, because if it's not, you're putting the mother at risk as well. And I'm not saying I believe in them, but I'm saying there are those who do, and they do have to answer to their God. I don't. They have to sleep with themselves at night. I don't. It's all up to them what they need to do. They're fighting it anyway. But what they had in that bill is Sharia law, that we're not going to follow Sharia law. We shouldn't have that in a bill. That should just be known. We don't follow any other country's laws except our own. If I break the law of the church, it's between me and my God. It's not for the government. And if people are going to bring Sharia law in here, it does not, should not go to our court. If a woman is going to be mistreated and it's okay because it's Sharia law, not in this country, buddy. Not in this country. Because then everything we've worked so hard for, they're trying to pull it away and take it away. I'm not taking it, and I hope you're not going to take it either. Okay, I'm going to try this again. Bear with me one moment and we'll get a couple of breaks going to make some money.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and welcome back to Women Patriots. We can be found at www.conservativenationradio.org, and it's pretty clear that the switch is on to Conservative Nation Radio. And we don't mean just listeners. Robert Garding's new Wise Conservatism show now comes to you on Conservative Nation Radio every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Central. Robert has always had a big internet following, so listen Saturday and you'll find out why. Thousands love his brand of new Wise Conservatism, and you will too. The New Wise Conservatism Show, the Robert Garding Saturdays at 4 Eastern, 3 Central on Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. Okay. So we have Harry Reid having his little hissy fit. Wah. Because he's not going to get his way. He's just not. The immigration bill that passed the Senate, he knows that it's not legal. He knows it's against the Constitution. Why would the Senate sign something unconstitutional? I sometimes wonder if they know what is in the Constitution. And the people that we've elected to office, do they know? I don't know if they know. But the way they act up there at Capitol Hill in Washington sure doesn't seem like they do know what's going on. So give me a call if you know what's going on. 718-305-7176. I also, about a week ago, maybe it was two, there was a list of Congress who voted the percentage amount of the time with the Constitution. And very few. I think there was one. One representative that voted 100% of the time with the Constitution. And I wish I could have found that file and had it. Because what I do remember Nancy Pelosi was like 12% of the time, and Harry Reid was 14% of the time. Do we want these people representing us in office? No, we don't. Anybody hear about Richard Burr, the state senator here, which I was kind of, you know, okay, he listens at least. At least I thought he did. Now he's saying Obamacare would be silly to defund it because it's the law of the land. It's a law. It's not the law of the land. The only law of the land that we have is the Constitution of the United States of America. And everybody up there needs to go back and read it. Not assume what's in it. These career politicians, they don't know. They forget. Did you ever start out in a job as low man on totem pole and work your way up? To come and find out you forgot what it was like to be on the bottom? That's what it's like. They don't know what it's like. They don't live in reality of the people. That is why we need new blood. Now's the time. People are starting to find out who is going to be running for office next year and need to get behind them. I want so bad for my congressman to be gone. He votes against everything that I believe in. He doesn't believe in the Constitution because he does what he wants to do. He's been in office too long. Kay Hagan, another one. Wow, this state just really is not good for the representatives, where this state, there's so many people in this state now that are actually paying attention now. We've got so many people, and it's awesome. Because more and more people are talking about it. We don't want people coming to our houses and taking our guns. I have a right to have one. Don't come in my house without being asked to come in my house. Because you might get shot. Or amongst other things, God only knows what. But that's a right that I have. How dare they? Okay. So go ahead and give me a call if you have any opinion or comments on what I've been saying. Number again is 718-305-7176. Okay, it kind of bothers me big time that they don't listen to us, the government. They think we're stupid. We're not listening. And like I was saying, with Congressman Duncan, somebody in there, in that little fiasco, was talking about, if you shut down the government, then people aren't going to get paid. The federal workers aren't going to get paid. And this and that and that and this. But you know what? I don't think that person knows that they come from, the money that pays them comes from our tax dollars. I really don't. People say things are for free. Oh, yeah, it's for free. To them, it's for free. But nothing's for free. It comes out of our tax dollars. And that's really that gets me so furious. Because they don't understand. And I'm trying to look for exactly what some of these people were saying. They were saying, one person was telling us to stop lying about the Affordable Care Act. This person obviously doesn't know that we're not lying, that we know what's going on. It baffles me. Less government. That definitely would work. Anyway, if you have something to say, give me a call at 718-305-7176. Oh, Lord. Okay, the time is 15 minutes after the hour. Okay. All right, that's not working, and I don't know why. I apologize. Okay, let me find this here.
Today, You brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Okay, and we're back here with Women Patriots. Again, our phone number is 718-305-7176. Give me a call if you have something to say, you want to talk about it, anything bothering you about this administration, whether you either... if you agree with me or disagree with me. And let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, you're a conservative. You love America and your Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want to supply... You're going to want to supply Depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic t-shirts and flags. And your pipeline to the good stuff is right here on conservativenationradio.org. Just go to the website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best known warehouse, for all conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag proudly and display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatives for real conservatism for real conservatives. Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. Okay, what else is going on in the news these days? Well, there's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, as usual. We have Senator Cruz. I just love that man. He's going above and beyond for Americans. He has a website, Don't Fund Obamacare, and it's www.don'tfundobamacare.com. Go ahead and go to that website, join in, get involved, sign the petition. These are things that we can do. They're all things that we can do. And this coming week, what we have going on, let's see, the Obamacare deregulation, and this is the preventing the IRS from the implementation, the required congressional approval for certain regulations. Do we really need more regulations? Really? I don't think so. I think we have more than enough. I really think that they need to lighten up on some of them, including the Keystone Pipeline. That's a job creator. The Obama commander-in-chief, I actually should be saying, the organizer-in-chief who rallies the troops, and actually, yeah, this is really funny. I read the other day, someone was saying that he plagiarized his own speech because it was the same darn speech that he gave about jobs. He don't care about jobs. He cares about his own job. And he's not doing a real good job of his job. But, you know, I think that's why they put him there. He's a little community organizer who goes and does whatever he wants to do. And everybody else in the background is writing up stuff. So I really wonder if he even knows what's going on, for real. Sometimes I wonder if he really doesn't. I don't know, though. I'm not there, thank God. Part of me's thank God, and part of me's like, maybe I need to be there. And they can get the wrath. I've said that to my husband. I said, I want to go up in front of Congress, in front of everybody up there, and just give them a good piece of my mind. My husband knows that I'd get arrested because, as we all know, I do have a big mouth, and I do get heard, but not by the right people all the time. We need more of us saying the same thing, and that's why I do what I do. I love doing this. But anyway, the more people that do it and get the message out, it'll be awesome. Okay, now, in today's news from the Washington Times, business bosses pressure the House to pass the immigration bill. Well, what's that going to do to Americans' jobs? It's going to take them away. It's going to, I'm sorry, on the same kind of subject. Did anybody hear that Obama, who was it, Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, a few of those fast food restaurants in major cities such as New York, Chicago, I'm not even sure what other cities, but they were protesting. They all walked out of their jobs because they can't make a living and take care of the house, their house, making $7.25 an hour. Well, those jobs, if you start out at the bottom, you can work your way up. But you know, that's the way it used to be. You used to not need a degree. You can get in a company at the bottom level and work your way up. And I've done it at companies. And it was awesome. And then times change where you're in the company for years, and they don't even look at your resume to move up to a different position because you don't have a degree. To me, there's something seriously wrong with that, because you know the business. You know how it works. And yet, you're going to hire somebody that knows nothing to take that position because they have a degree. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. Does it make sense to anyone out there? Let me know. 718-305-7176. Give me a call and let me know what you think. And let's see, what else do we got going on in the news? Boy, I had my really good rant before. I thought it was going to last a little longer. But I'm still not. It will. So hopefully real soon. We've got to win the Senate in 2014. We've got to. We've got to keep the House. We've got to win the Senate. And hopefully, at that point in time, things will just get better. Okay, let's do some more bill paying.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on. Smile. Oh, honey. He's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back to Women Patriots. Tread Am. The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. Haha, but don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by 2-1, according to numerous polls, even by liberals. That's why they're so scared of us. It's traditional American movement. Oh, if you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you called home on the internet. It's traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAm as we call it, home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars. Find out what's new in the conservative community, join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAm is a liberal free website. I hope to see you all there soon. And yes, that, I know people who are listening cannot see the chat room, but Boyd did bring up a very good point. Businesses today want people with book smarts rather than experience. And that's how businesses are not doing well. They fail. Because the book says this, but reality is that. And in my opinion, there is a lot of failed businesses and failed people and a lot of turnover. A lot of people don't stay at the same job anymore. There's no loyalty anymore. And that's really sad. And, you know, I don't know. It really frustrates me in a lot of ways. And I'm grateful for the job that I have today. Two of them. Both of them. I'm really glad. I love doing what I do. I like it even better when I'm busier. Anyway. Let's see. What else do we have going on in the news? There's always so much going on. And I've been working on my rant all weekend, so I haven't pulled out other things. And Uncle Bing, what do you got going on? What do you think about what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you got just a lot of food on the plate tonight to eat. There's a lot of stuff on there. Hopefully I got my internet connection straightened out, so I hope I sound halfway decent, but what you were talking about earlier with these people up there in New York and so on at the fast food restaurants that are, you know, the unionized, so on, that kind of stuff. And I always thought, or I always say, that unions are for people that are mediocre at best. Now, I know that we have some union people here, and it's not, that's a generalized statement. That does not include all of them, all right? But look at what happened in Detroit. Detroit was killed by corrupt politicians that were owned by the unions. We've got people that were making $48 an hour in Detroit to put lug nuts on car tires, okay? And this is just one machine. It puts five or six lug nuts on at one time. Zip, zip, you know?
Yeah.
$48 an hour. And we got people... the same people are sitting there going, well, you know what? I can't sit there. I will not work for less than that. And I'm thinking, well, you know, you got people that, why don't you get a kid, you know? But no, the union won't have that. Now, let me ask something. I mean, for all these people that want to, raise the minimum wage and want to make sure that these people in these restaurants up in New York City and so on, in New York, in New Jersey and so on, that they have a decent wage, that they can live off their wage. Why don't you tip them? When you go in to buy a burger at McDonald's, why don't you give them a buck? Give them a buck. If 12 people did that per hour, that'd be $12 an hour that they'd be making if it went to them. But no, when you ask a liberal that, they'll sit there and go, they probably won't answer you. You know, the minimum wage law and so on that they want to tout as being, you know, that that liberals always love to tout that the minimum wage law helps workers. It hurts businesses. And when people in Detroit got locked out of their, well, people actually in Tennessee and Bridgestone plant out over here got locked out of their jobs, you want to ask them, did you have a key? Well, no. Well, you didn't own the job then. That was not your job. That was a job the company gave you. You should be lucky to have a job, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a pro union guy. I think they tear down things more than they prop things up, and I do think at one time a union or the unions were there to get rid of the slave labor and to get rid of the safety hazards and so on, but they became corrupt. And it's the same mm-hmm. thing, like we have politicians right now that are just so corrupt that once they get to D.C., they drink some water. There must be some kind of well that they drink water out of up there, and they all become like crazy lunatics. And, you know, a loose screw always grows to the edge, and these people up there that they're leading us, and the people in Detroit that has failed, you failed. And they want to build a hockey stadium in Detroit? They already have one. They want to build another one over there? For what? There's nobody up there anymore. Everybody's moved out. And they still don't get it. They don't understand why they failed. They think that if they build things, if they throw enough crap at the wall, something will stick and people will come. No, it don't work that way. You have to have a product. You have to have a market. You have to have free economy. You have to have trade. And everybody left Detroit. There's still some cars being made up there, but, I mean, I don't even know if Pontiac's made up there anymore. But, I mean, they left. Because you cannot pay a guy $48 an hour to run a machine to put lug nuts on the car, when you can get a kid to do it probably for $12.50, and he'd be doggone happy to have it.
Yeah.
That's what killed Detroit. Corrupt politicians, a corrupt system, and the unions.
Yes.
And when you have somebody retiring at the age of 45 or 50, there's a problem there, unless they're just, you know, very good at what they do and they own their own company. When they're working on a line somewhere, as I would say, screwing lids on a jar, making $48 an hour, nah. And they're retiring at 50 years old with full pension, full benefits, everything, there's a serious problem there.
You're absolutely right. The unions were good, like you were saying. Unions were great a long time ago, back in the 30s and 40s. Got established the working environment, so workers were not getting abuse, in a sense, and weren't being taken advantage of. They were 40-hour work week, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and they were really good for a while there. And now it is about greed, because
it's entitlement.
Yeah, and in Detroit, it was a big, popular place to be. At one point, with all the car dealers, it was a growing. It was a great place, but what happened? The greed took place. Everybody wanted money. They all put into it. Back again to the entitlements. They all put into it. They all expect it out. Now the city's bankrupt, but they can't go bankrupt because it's not in their constitution in that state to go bankrupt. So they can't even regroup and reorder their finances. Because, like you said, they want to do the same thing. But that's the definition of insanity. doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. And, you know, I've seen this. The companies that were there and, you know, same thing happened here in Tennessee a little bit. We've had companies like Bridgestone and so on that just went to another country. They went to Mexico. They went to some place where they could get cheap labor. They went to some place where they could operate without government control, without the government just, you know, totally cracking down on them like they do, you know, without unions. They don't want the unions. We have Nissan up here, and they don't have the union in their shop. So it is an entitlement society. We, thanks to Lyndon Baines Johnson, you know, we've become a society of people that want to hold their hands out and ask for money from taxpayers that they're, and when they're actually getting money back from their taxes that they don't pay. So, yeah, it is a severe problem, and I don't know how they're going to fix that, but it definitely needs to be addressed. And when you have Obamacare and you have people like Paul Rand now, you know, I don't know about him now, him supporting Lamar Alexander, but you got Paul Ryan and you got others that want to, I guess they think that they're going to get the Latino vote or something by giving them amnesty, and you're going to create a big sucking sound of jobs going away, and they will go away. They definitely will go away. I know that. I've seen it. Because you cannot take maybe 20, 40 million people and put them on the government dole. What's going to happen to everybody else that's actually feeding these people? They're going to say, no, I'm not doing it no more. I'm going to get out of here. You know, the doctors. There's a lot of doctors that just don't want to get into it. They don't want nothing to do with this anymore because they see the writing on the wall. And the writing on the wall is not in their favor. Not when they have to go to medical school. If you're that smart to be a doctor, you can do something else. And that's what these people are doing. And, you know, it's just, like I said, the whole entitlement society of everybody wanting to put their hand out to get something that's in it for them when it's the company. The company does not owe them anything. They're lucky to have a job.
You're absolutely right. I was listening. I listen to talk radio all the time, and one of our local stations that I was listening to on the way home, they were talking about basically entitlements and people who are on disability and how those numbers have just climbed because to qualify for the disability has gone down. So you could have a hangnail and qualify for disability. And that is one of the reasons why our money is getting spent, because all these people qualify so they don't have to work. And they're just going to live off the government. Now, I'll bet you dollars to donuts that these people who are living off of government are more than likely getting some money on the side, so they're not paying taxes on extra cash. I mean, I don't know factual, my guess, and my opinion, and I'm entitled to it, whether anybody goes for it or not. I just have a really hard time with a lot of the a lot of the handouts that people are given at our expense. Whereas I can't afford gas in my car. It's not because I don't work hard. I do. I'm saying me because this is just recently my experience. And it really it really had me upset last week. But I got over it. It passed. I have gas money. But yet, I have my tax dollars go to these people who have gas money that I pay for. There's something definitely wrong with this picture. And we'll be back in a minute.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of the Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving. That's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and welcome back to Women Patriots. It is 47 minutes after the hour. And Bing, I know you were having problems with your computer earlier, but did you hear any of my rant? Okay, I guess not. Anyway, I am thrilled. I don't know when it's going to take place, but they're finally going to have a hearing on Excursion 17. And I can't wait. These families, they deserve closure. Their kids, these families, these SEALs came home and said, we've got targets on our back. They knew something was up. Just like we can feel, we have instincts. Everybody has instincts. So I'm really glad that Representative Chavez is going to go ahead and investigate those actions. And I would really also like to see Hillary behind bars. She does not deserve to be out in the open. She let 4 Americans die in Benghazi. I'm just recapping a little bit of my rant for those who hadn't heard it. So, the phony scandals, Mr. President, and everyone else, they're not phony. I didn't even get into the IRS. Oh, yeah, we know how phony that is, too. That's about as phony as nothing, because we know that we've been watched, we've been targeted, and they plead the fifth. Nobody's been accountable yet, but it will happen. I have to have that faith. Because we do have the few in Congress that are fighting. And I don't know of a Congress that's ever worked as hard as this one. Hearings every day on something else. It's unbelievable what they've got going on. Anyway, we still have about 10 minutes left of the show, and if you have any questions or want to comment, give us a call at 718-305-7176, and we have Radio Free America calling in, and Duke is going to tell us what's going to be on his show tomorrow night. Hey, Duke, what's going on?
Barbara, about the only thing that could possibly make me happier than hearing you rant is the day that they say the president has been impeached and convicted and removed from office. And, you know, I mean, these two things, because, listen, my friend, when you're on a roll, you are on a roll. And it makes me happy and inspired just to hear it. But tomorrow night on Radio Free America at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central on conservativenationmedia.com, we're going to take a look at some of the different factors that have led to the current situation vis-a-vis the IRS and Benghazi, even Fast and Furious, and I've got quite a lot of material to back all this up. We also will be continuing our international tradition. Christian will be calling in from Denmark. I love it when he calls in. You know, we think of Europe as being kind of weak and sissified and all that kind of stuff. Christian always tells it like it is. You know, he doesn't like the Mohammedans invading his country. He doesn't believe in multiculturalism. I'm glad that there's somebody in Europe who has some common sense left. And, of course, we'll be checking in with Kevin Wade for a weekly dose of common sense and checking up on this day 150 years ago in American Civil War history. So it will be the normal sort of – and, of course, Senator Ted Cruz's Freedom Minute. So we've got the normal cross-section of wild and crazy stuff. And I look forward to hearing from everyone tomorrow night on Radio Free America, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, on conservativenationmedia.com.
Excellent. We look forward to it, Duke. You know, I really would love, I mean, there's a lot of guests that we have in the chat room tonight, and I don't know how many more are listening, and I think it's great and wonderful. But
I really
hope that I got the message out somehow tonight of the laws that have been broken, and the laws that are the laws of the land are right in our Constitution. And why, first of all, why did America happen? America, we have the Declaration of Independence. We Americans got away from the tyranny of a king. And
That's exactly right. And the whole reason we left is because the King of Great Britain, George III, and his compliant parliament were abusing us back then the same way our government is abusing us today. And, you know, there's a famous line in a great Roland Emmerich film that's called The Patriot with Mel Gibson and the late Heath Ledger, in which Mel Gibson portraying Joe Martin, a patriot in South Carolina at the time of the Revolution, in the South Carolina chamber, says, "Why would I trade 3,000 tyrants a mile away for one tyrant 3,000 miles away because an elected legislature can trample on your liberties as much as any king or despot can. And he's absolutely right, and we've got the proof right in Washington, D.C. right now.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And isn't it ironic how Kate and, what's his name? Not Harry, the prince over there.
Yeah, Prince William.
Oh, God. Yes, William. Thank you.
Prince William.
They named their baby George.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting.
Interesting,
when,
isn't it?
Well, when that royal birth took place, I mean, first off, I'll be honest with you. I have the highest amount of respect and admiration for Her Majesty and for the royal family. I'm just a very sort of traditional guy, and I've always viewed England as a place where order and tradition prevail, and I respect those things. Now, that having been said, I was wondering why it is that ever since the Norman invasion of 1066, there has not been an English sovereign named Thomas. I don't understand it. You know, they've got certain names that they have. There have been several Henrys, obviously. There have been quite a few Georges. There have been Williams. But there has never been a Thomas. And I don't know why. But, you know, who knows? Maybe His Royal Highness will call in tomorrow night and explain that to me, I'm sure. You know?
Yeah,
anyway,
maybe.
You have a...
I personally think
ahead.
It's a little ironic because of the day and age that we're at right now. The reason that America broke free is because of King George. And
well,
we're
yes.
going through this tyrannical period in time again, and they named their baby George.
Well, you know,
England
was our ally during World War II when King George VI was the sovereign. So I don't put an awful lot into the naming of the baby. His Royal Highness, the Prince of Cambridge. But I do think that, in a way, I am just very, very glad that there are some nations on this earth that still have a monarchy. I mean, Her Majesty is not a dictator, and they do have a parliament in England, of course. But it's just very, very interesting. But sadly, we've got bigger and more important fish to fry right here in our own country right now, and why the networks gave such coverage to that. And they obviously are, you know, it's one thing to ignore Obama scandals. It is something else to suppress them. And that is what the major media in this country is doing. They are deliberately trying to prevent the American people from realizing the seriousness and the impact and the import of what Obama and his crooked administration are doing. But I digress.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And that's why people do not know about what's going on in the real world. You know, and all a while back, you know, all these things are coming about now. And it's showing that the IRS is targeting conservatives. So we're not,
obviously,
we're just not wearing tinfoil hats. We're telling the truth,
yeah.
And everybody, the rest of the world, 2 years later, almost three years later now, are finding out.
That's
so
exactly right.
Definitely wrong. But I want to thank you for calling in and telling us about your
thank
show
you,
tomorrow.
Barbara.
And we have only a couple of seconds left, actually. And I want to thank everybody for listening and joining in. And God bless until next week. Thank you all for being here tonight, and have a good night.